You can be mevatel directly from one house to another, so that it will be possible to transfer something from the other person's house into this house. Two houses that were next to each other, and there was an opening between the two of them, they didn't make an eruv. So they're not allowed to carry from one house to the other. One can mevatel to his friend, and then his friend will be able to take it out of his house. Now here is a chiddush. Before we learned by chatzeris, if you mevatel one chatzer to another, if you're equal, the one who was mevatel cannot be mighty. Here he says that even the mevatel. Why? Because the Shabru says that in this case, since he's mevatel his bayis, he's not leaving anything for himself. Therefore, they're not limited of taking out. It seems to be saying the whole iser of the one who was mevatel to take out is because since he still has his house, he's just mevatel the chatzer. So by taking from his house to the chutz, it's much more that he wants to take control of the chutz also. But if he totally removes himself from the picture, then we don't say that. Once Reuven is a vatel to Shimon, to take out from Reuven's house into Shimon's house, everybody could do it. But to take from Shimon's house to Reuven, that, and in this situation, only the one who received the bittul could do that. But when it was mevatel, has to be limited in some way. So it's limited that he cannot take out from the other rishus to his house. Here the Mishnah explains that even though a yochid was mevatel to rabbim, he can take out of their houses. That's because he's considered an oreach, a guest. But here it's one to one, he's not an oreach, and therefore cannot take out from the other person's house. V'chein im yesh lo yichedu patuach l'veisa. U'vitul shus veisa. Also l'hoitze me'achedu l'veisa. Same thing applies if he has a room open to his house, and in mevatel his house, he can't take from the cheder to his house. Why? Because once again, his house is not there, and his cheder is still his. So he's taking from something that's his into the area in which he was mevatel, and by doing so, it looks like he's backing out from his bittul. Ramah says, "V'yishayimim de'ein levatel mibayis abayis elin kein yashir la'asim mecheder echad shel bita." Those that say, if you want to mevatel from one house to the other, you can't mevatel everything, because there's a concern that people are going to forget about making a eruvim. They're going to stop making a eruvim. Why? Because they're going to be mevatel their houses to one person, and that will permit him to take into the friend's house. It's a little interesting because we said before that even though he could take into the other person's house, he can't take back into his house. That needs clarification. But Tarkoponim, if he leaves out a cheder, then there will be one place that will be also for him to take out from, and he realized that he has to make a Eruv. It's proper that a person should not be mevatel his entire house, he should leave something out of the bittul.